That's
right.
Okay.
Serene, do you want to make a motion to substitute language for
to
and/or?
To substitute and.
Okay.
Then
who seconded the motion to substitute?
Well, I have a question of information.
I second the motion.
I'm asking first if there's a second to the motion.
I second the motion. It's wrong.
Okay. Now,
point of information, a question.
Go ahead.
How does someone like me post the P&B list serve as I don't believe I'm allowed to be on it?
That's precisely my point.
Well, that's what I want to find out.
But so then and won't work.
Well, that's...
We could just...
I don't want to vote the whole thing down because of one little word like that. So would the persons who want and, would they consider or, considering that some of us cannot post to that list?
No, your argument is for the opposite. Your argument is the same as Serene's, and that was going to be my comment as well. This is Lydia.
Yeah.
Is that those of us that are not on the PMB cannot post to the PMB list, and so therefore you have to include and.
But you cannot post to.
But then
PMB
I can never post a meeting.
Can I offer another alternative?
Eliminate PNB.
Well, we've got.
We eliminate the PNB list exactly. Jane just said it. Eliminate the PNB list altogether and make posting on KPFTX the calendar portion the quote official notice.
Wonderful.
Work.
But that doesn't solve anything. The more places it's posted, the better.
Well, we can. Those who can post to the PNB list should also post it there. But for everyone to have one place that they can definitely check and rely upon.
Okay, could I suggest a little language then? What if we said, previously noticed to the KPFTX website at a minimum? That means those who can post to someplace else, they can post it there.
Okay.
This is Bob. Can I speak?
Yeah, go ahead.
I understand Serene's intent, but I'm trying to be realistic about this, okay? I've watched... the last few weeks since that calendar was unveiled, people saying, I don't have the instructions, I don't understand how to use it. So the reason that I was pushing for the or language is that what I think will happen if the and is left in there is that somebody will either forget or feel, you know, incapable of posting, of using that KPFTX. So they'll just post a simple notice to the PNB list, and they'll consider that they've done their job, you know, that they've gotten out the word their committee's meeting. And then somebody following this motion from another committee will look on the KPFTX bulletin board and see, oh, there's nothing. It's blank. Fine. So I just think we should be realistic about human nature and just give two options. You got it that the committee chair, should check the two places. If they're not on the PNB list, they can ask someone who is, who is on their committee to check it and make sure there is nothing put up there. It's
okay,
a fail-safe.
Now, on our, like, the bylaws subcommittee or working group or whatever does not have any PMB members on it that I know of.
No, but this doesn't apply to working groups.
There you do.
Yes, but that's the whole point.
What difference?
Well, the motion talked about committees. It didn't say anything about working groups.
Okay, it's all about scheduling.
Yeah.
So that if there was a programming committee tonight, it would be in, Wednesday when we have our bylaws meeting or whatever would be in conflict with that. It does the same thing. It takes people away. We just need as full a calendar as possible.
But the thing is, if we can't post to it, I don't know. I would just rather have it at least in one place, and that's a place that everybody could post to, and we could then add something later to strengthen it, and this new list that people can post to, we could add that. But at least we'd have something as of now, so meetings next week, we can attend them without this conflict. So I would just really opt to take the PNB listserv out of it for the moment.
Yeah,
you could always
I'll withdraw my point. That's
but then, did it raise the other issue? Should we then add working groups and subcommittees or whatever?
No, because we can't ask committees to schedule their meetings around working group schedules, which may happen, haphazardly.
We're talking about meetings that we know are webcast and so forth, publicly
noticed
meetings.
Okay.
So I would just let it go like that.
Okay.
Can
we vote?
The amendment that I have is to make it, to change it to, quote, noticed to the KPFTX calendar at a minimum. Now, is that right?
Yeah.
I mean, none of us object to that amendment.
No. Nope.
let's let the chair.
I have an issue.
Dave,
I still don't know how to post to that site, and I don't know if this means...
We'll let you know, David.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know if there are a number of other meetings that are already up there that aren't posted to that site.
Point of information from your streamer that you can email myself or Otis, and we will post the meeting for you.
So I always email you when I do these things. Does that constitute having done that?
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
Okay, so we just all need to know, we just, if someone from this committee can send us all that email and...
Well, I think one of the things that's going to be important when this notice gets sent around by Ambrose or whomever is that they instruct people exactly what constitutes having done, what they need to do. So,
well, that's fine.
But that doesn't need to be in this motion.
No, it doesn't need to be.
Ask him to
keep
that. This is Deb. Would it be helpful if I posted the instructions for using the list?
Yes.
Okay, I'll do that.
That'd be beautiful.
And we'll send it around broadly. Was there someone else speaking? By the way, does this also go for LSB meeting? LSBs are committees of the board.
It actually should, because it affected like our working group, because the WBI meeting was that night. So it's very helpful.
Yeah, the
helpful.
More comprehensive we can get about this,
yeah,
the better.
Yeah, exactly.
We
it's
have 4 minutes
helpful.
Now to do this.
So why don't we amend to say and LSBs?
Yeah.
But it says committees and LSBs.
You might say including LSBs.
All committees,
right.
Including LSBs.
Right,
right,
but we know
LSB is
different.
Of course, and this does do what's important, which is enough, like, far in advance regular scheduling, because otherwise it's just impossible. And actually, it is clear that there will be times when there just will be conflicts because
sure.
There's so damn many meetings.
This is Jane. I don't know if you want to really include the LSBs, because obviously if all the LSBs are meeting at the same time, that's not a problem.
The sentiment is that
national committee meetings not be scheduled in opposition to local.
Right, which happened that one time when we had our PMB reps on the phone during our LSB meeting.
Yeah, that was funny.
That was funny. Not all the
it happened
funny.
With us, too, and it wasn't so funny.
Yeah.
But oh, well.
A low threshold of humor.
Well,
I would like to add about LSBs again. You know,
I have the Second Amendment to add, quote, all committee meetings, including LSB meetings.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
No, not in that part of the motion.
No,
later
to notify.
Okay, where does that language go?
It goes.
Read the
read
whole
it like
thing.
You got it wrong.
Okay. Read what you have now.
All right. What I have is the amendment. The Second Amendment is to add all committee meetings, including LSB meetings. The amendment before that is to make it, quote, notice to the KPFTX calendar at a minimum.
Can you read the original motion?
The original motion is, this committee recommends that committee meetings not be scheduled to conflict with committee meetings previously noticed to the PNB list and/or the KPFTX calendar, and that the chair will communicate this to the PNB chair and ask him to instruct all committee chairs and committee members.
Yeah, so the reference to LSB should go in the second mention where it says committee meetings. In other words, we're not recommending constraining when LSBs can schedule their meetings. We're constraining every other committee.
Mm-hmm.
We're asking that the LSB meetings be posted at KPFTX.
Right.
At the website.
And then we had, at a minimum, I thought we had struck the PND.
Point of information from your streamer, the working groups use the same teleconferences, so you could still have conflicts.
Right, but we can always add a different code if we need to.
Yeah, and clearly committee meetings takes precedence over working groups. And
the whole point is that those of us that
those.
Have working groups could check the calendar and not schedule it at that time.
Right, we can.
Yeah, because what this all amounts to is if in order to be sure that they have the time, every chair has to make sure that it's up on that central place,
right.
Then it becomes a place that's useful for everybody to figure out if there are conflicts.
And can we, if it doesn't complicate things too much, suggest that as soon as possible that this be moved to pacifica.org or a similar calendar be created on pacifica.org?
Can we do that not part of the motion?
Let me raise something on the motion here.
Serene, where we got 2 minutes before.
That's I said if it's not too much. apparently it is.
Let me raise something on the motion here. Constructing a motion as I project it may pass, we might want to remove the word all from that because then it will fit in. Otherwise, it will. The Second Amendment says all committee meetings, including LSB meetings. If we lose all, it'll make sense. Otherwise, it'll be conflict with all committee meetings.
Fine. What? Just drop all and say committee meetings.
All right, that's
and
fine.
LSB, committee and LSB meetings.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay. Can you read it? Can we vote it?
You want the amendment?
Vote it.
The amendment is to add committee meetings, including LSB meetings, to the...
to take out all.
Yeah, out all is out. Committee meetings, including LSB meetings.
Right.
Okay.
Sounds good to me.
All right. Is there any objection to that amendment, so we can just go and vote the whole thing?
No,
then you got another amendment.
Well,
what's the other amendment?
The other amendment is make it notice to the KPFTX calendar at a minimum.
Yeah, well, we already agreed to that.
Have we?
That was to replace
we
the
can do
PNB
it now
or KPFTX calendar.
We're up to that now.
Yeah, we took the PNB thing out.
Okay, so are there any objections to these amendments?
No.
Okay. Rob has decided we have no objections, so can we go
I didn't have any.
Okay. As amended, it reads, this committee recommends that committee meetings not be scheduled to conflict with committee meetings, including LSB meetings, previously noticed to the KPFTX calendar at a minimum, and that the chair will communicate this to the PNB chair and ask him to so instruct all committee chairs and committee members.
Couldn't we get the word chair in there one more time? If not, is there any objection to the motion just read?
No, I have none.
Hearing none, we are now at 7:15, which is time
I move that
adjournment.
We adjourn.
You don't need to. We're adjourned in the absence of a motion to extend.
Good night, all.
So,
good night.
Thank
guys.
You very much.
Okay. Good night.
All right.